Okay. Today's daf is daf Lamed Beis and Bava Kamma. We're going to start on the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. The Mishnah now is dealing with a case of two people who are walking on the road and they damage each other. So the question is going to be, which ways are they going to, are both of them Pater? Which way is one of them Chayav? So the Mishnah starts. Zeba b'chaviso. One of them is walking in the Rosh Hashanah and he's carrying his jug or his barrel. Zeba b'karoso. And the other guy is coming, I guess, in the opposite way. Or he's coming walking behind him. Sorry, he's walking behind him with his beam. All right. V'nishbura kado shel zeh b'karoso shel zeh pater. Then, so, I'm not sure which one is worse. But if they bang into each other and the jug breaks, the jug breaks because of the beam. The beam bumps into the jug and the beam breaks. So pater. Both of them are pater. Why? Shel zeh rishus lahalech v'zeh lezeh rishus lahalech. They both had rishus to be in the rishus haravim and they didn't do anything wrong. No one was posheya. They banged into each other and that's what happened. It was just an accident. That's what an accident is. So they're both pater. But what about Hayabal HaKora Rishon? The guy with the beam is walking first. Ubal Chavis Achron. And the guy who's carrying the jug or the barrel is walking afterwards, after him. V'nishbara Chavis B'Kora. Now the Chavis bangs into the Kora and the Chavis is destroyed. So pater Bal HaKora. The Bal HaKora is pater. Why? Why is he pater? Because the assumption is, Rashi says, last Rosh Hashanah, if the guy's from behind, usually it's also, you hit the guy from behind, usually you're the one who's responsible. What happened here is the guy with the chavis is walking behind. The assumption is that they were walking at a certain pace, and he picked up his pace, and he rammed into the korah. That's why he was mazik himself, therefore he's putter. So, but the im amad balakorah, if the balakorah stops, and according to Rav Nachman and Daf Lamed Aleph, this is talking about where he stopped to the Amud Lakasi, if he just stopped, right? Im Amud Balakora Chayav, then he's Chayav because he was posheya by standing. He was posheya by standing in the Rishus Haravim. Right, and according to Rav Yochanan, it would be when he was Omid Lefos. Right, this is this machlokas we have in the Lamed Aleph on the base. But if he stops, if he warns the Balachavis, listen, I'm stopping, you better stop also, then he's Pater, because if he gave ample warning, then he's not going to be Chayev. Next case, Hayah Balachavis, Rishon Balakor Achman. Let's say the other way around, the guy with the barrel is first, and the Balakor is afterwards, V'nishmar Chavis Bakorah, and the Balakor rams his thing into the Chavis. So then he's Chayev, again, because the assumption is that he picked up the pace. But if the Balachavis stopped, then Pater, then the Balakor would be Pater, because since the Balachavis was posheya by standing with Shasarabim, as far as that, it's as if he caused the damage, and the Balakor would be Pater. But v'im amar the Balakor amod, if he told the Balakor you should stop, then Chayev, then the Balakor is Chayev, because he should have stopped, he was warned, and he should have stopped. And the same din, the chayin zeb babineir of a zeb bipishtana. The same din would apply if one's walking with a candle and one's working with flax. I guess the flax gets lit up by the candle. Who's obligated to pay or who's not, or who's potter to pay depends on who stopped and walked into the other person, whether the person stopped himself. Okay, same halacha. Gemara asks, Boi minei rabba barnasan me rabhuna. Yes, Rabbi Barnasan asked Rav Huna, Mazik es ishto betashmish hamita mahu. Person injures his wife during tashmish. What's the din? Does he have to pay her nezek or not? Does he have to pay her nezek if he damages during tashmish? Okay, so we get started the Gemara on Lamed Beis. The question was, Rabbi Barnasan Rav Huna asked, Hamazik es ishto betashmish hamita mahu. Someone damages his wife during tashmish hamita. What's the din? So there was the study of the suffix. So, Kevon de Rishus Ka'avin, maybe since he's doing a mice that's dumb Rishus, since he was Rishus, therefore he's Pater. Yeah, he had permission to do that, so therefore he's Pater. O Dilma Iboy Leil Iyune, or maybe we should say that even though he has Rishus to do this mice, nevertheless, he should have been misbone and he should have been careful to not cause damage. So Amalei, Rav Huna said back to Rav Nasan, Tanisua, we can answer this suffix from our Mishnah. Why? Our Mishnah said, "Shelezerusus lahalech, vilezerusus lahalech." What did the Mishnah say? We're talking about a case where the Balakora and the Balachavis bang into each other, and they say they're both Pater because this one has Rishus to be there, and this one has Rishus to be there. So too, you see that if you have Rishus to do something, if you have Rishus to be there, then you're Pater if you didn't have Kavanah and you were Mazik. So therefore, the husband would be Pater from being Mazik his wife if they have injured during Tashmish Amita because they both had Rishus, and of course it's not the strong place where he wasn't miskaving to do the damage. The Gemara asks, no, that may not be the case. We'll ask on this. Amar Rava, Kal b'chomer. This thing should be a Kal b'chomer that he should be chayev. Uma, we're talking about a case of a guy is horing b'shkaga. Guy is, right, he kills his friend b'shogeg. Uma ya'ar shel, ya'ar. And the case that's always brought down is the case of the forest. My yar, right? Shazel Rasusal Nichnas, Bazer Rasusal Nichnas. They both have permission, the Horig and the Nerag both have permission to be in the field. And Naase Kimisha Nichnas Lurusus Chaver. We consider that it's as if somebody went into his friend's field and killed him, Vichayev, and therefore he's Chayev Golos. So this too, Zeh, Shalurusus Chaver Nichnas, Lokol Shekain. Here where the person actually, the husband actually went into the Rasus of the wife. And he damaged her, Lokol Shekin, that he should be chayav to pay the nezek. So the Gemara says, no, Ella Huck, but that can't be. So the Gemara says, what? Okay, you gave me that kavachomer from killing Bashoge, but Vela Hakatani, so Zerushus Lahalik was Zerushus Lahalik. You see from here that any time you have permission to walk in, to be there, if you don't have intent to damage, you're going to be putter. So the Gemara says, okay, here's a difference. Hasam, by the case of the Balachavis and the Balakora, Tarvayu Kahadadi Ninu. Both of them are in the same situation. Both of them equally cause the shvira, the chavis, because they banged into each other. So since they're both equal in the when doing the damage, we consider it that both of them have rishus to be in the shesarabim, and we can't be mechayev the balkorei for the damage done to the chavis. But hachlo, when someone's mazik his wife by tashmish, ihu ka'avin ma'isa v'hilo. He's the one who's doing the ma'isa. She's not doing the ma'isa. He's doing the ma'isa, and therefore, even though he has rishus, nevertheless he would be chayev. Similar to the case of killing Meshogi, since he's the one doing the maisa, he's the one to be chayev. So the Gemara asks, you can't tell me that halakhically the woman's not doing the maisa when it comes to tashmish. But Haksiv, when it talks about people who are by menayif, it says v'nichrasu hanifashos, and you kill both of them, the man and the woman, ha'osos mikarav amam, who did this thing. So the woman is described as someone who's doing the maisa. So if the woman is doing a ma'isa, how do you tell me she didn't do a ma'isa? The Gemara says, there's a difference. Hana l'tarvayu islehu. Yes, the ma'isa over here, we're talking about the pasuk, is talking about this hana. So hana l'tarvayu islehu. They both have hana, therefore they're considered hanefashos ha'osos. But ihu ma'isa hu dekaveh. When an actual ma'isa that's done, it's only done by the husband. It's not done by the woman. So hana is enough to be considered doing a ma'isa when it comes to. So the bottom line is that the man is chayev. So question, we'll get to that in a second. First, we have to ask, so you see from here, so Rav Yosef Engel in the Asan D'Oraisa and Klach of Dal, it says that by Arayas and by Achila, what generates the Chiyuv is not the Maisa, but the Hana. Right? It's only the Hana. That's why it says in the Gemara, the Gemara in Krisa says, I'm Asik B'chalavim V'Arayas Chayiv Shekein Nehenya. Because you got Hana. Because by Kol, Yisur, by Torah, the Isser is the Maisa. So if you're Masasek, you're going to be Potter. The Maisa is not attributed to you. But he says, by Arayas and by Athila, the Isser is Hana, so there's no chilik whether you're Niskavein or not. So once you had Hana, then the Maisa is attributed to you. So then the question that they ask, if the whole thing is Hana, then what are you going to ask?
Let's take the whole teeth out of Esther
Karko. So Gemara asks, so they get asked, from Kivi Eger asks, they all ask, how does that help with Esther Karko Olam? We said, oh, Esther, she just didn't have Hana. Right, so she had an actually said, yeah, that's what the Sholem Meshav answers that way. But others say that, so Kiva Eger says, I'm not sure I completely understand this, is that there are two parts. So the Maisa is what causes the Chiyuv of Misa, but the Hana only makes it an Isser. So she would be Chiyuv of Misa, but she still would be Asher to Mordechai afterwards. I'm not sure I understand. It's a terrorist. I don't know, but you're right. That's the question about Esther Karko Olam. If she was only Karko, but nevertheless, she didn't do a Maisa, but she got Hana. So she didn't. She didn't have Hana. She didn't have getting a beer from that Russia. She didn't have Hana.
It sounds subjective.
Right, well, the Gemara in Yavamah Sakhov Gimel says that by Ya'el that she was Tovasin Shor Shoyim Ra, he ate till Sadiqi Velo Nenis. So maybe that's also objective then. It's a Russia. I don't know. So the Gemara says. So the Gemara says here now that he's chayev. So Machlok has been shown him. So what's the Baal chayev? He's mazik his wife during Tashish Shemitah. First of all, what happens to the money? They all agree now he's chayev nesek. So what happens to the money? So he pays her. Goes to him. So what do you put? Maybe you put it in some sort of account so that later on, if there's a divorce, she gets it. But what are you chayev only nesek? What about the other four? So everyone agrees not chayav boshes because it was all kavana. But so the Meiri brings down the yechayav and the advarim, well, everything except for boshes. So the Nimuke Yosef says that you only apply Neset because the Ripu Yechayev the Rufosu because it's a Chiv in the Ksuba, right? Shevas Yipater because Shevas means that she's not working. It's his Maisa Yadayim anyway. So he's not pay it right back. I don't say why that doesn't apply to Nezek either. Whatever she gets goes back to him. All right. And even Ripu, he says, you're not, he says, and Tsar Yipater because there was no Kavanah to be Mitzar. But the Rambam in Chovul Mazak, Perak Dal, Halacha Zayin, or Yud Zayin, I can't tell, says, that if a mazik is isto betashmish amita chayiv bin iskela, and the Shulchan Aruch says the same thing, yechayiv bin iskela, which is mashma that it's only chayiv nezek bilvad. Seems to be that the Nimuke Yosef is holding that you would be chayiv for all dal dvarim, and the Torah in Choshen Mishpat Simon Tavchuf Aleph paskins that a mazik is isto chayiv bedal dvarim. You have to pay four things except for boshes. I don't know how that works out. Okay, so the Mishnah said, Hayabal Kohar Rishon, like the guy with the beam was first and the Bal Chavis was last, and the Chavis was broke by the Kohar, so we say that the Bal Kohar is putter because we say that the second guy picked up his pace and he bumped into the Bal Kohar. But if the Bal Kohar stopped, then, and he didn't warn the Bal Chavis, it was afterwards, then the Bal Kohar is Chayav. Some are Reish Lakish says, I have the din. Shtei paras. We have two cows, each belonging to a different person. Right? And they're sitting in Rishus HaRabim. And they're just standing in Rishus HaRabim. Echa revutza ve'echas mehalechas. One squats in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, and one is walking in its way. Then ba'ata mehalechas berevutza. Then the one who's walking kicks the one who's squatting. Reish Lakish says, Petura. He's putter. The owner of the walking cow is putter because Rishus HaRabim is not a place to be squatting, and that's considered a shinoi. And the klal is kol hamishanu ba'achar v'shinu ba'o putter. So you're putter. But revutza b'mahalechas chayava. But if the squatting one somehow, I don't know, sticks out its leg and kicks the one that's walking, then the owner of the squatting cow is chayav. Gemara says, let's try to use our Mishnah as a raya for Reish Lakish. In the end, we're not going to, but let's try. Lema misayele. What's the case? Hayah balakora rishon. The balakora is walking first. Balachavis acharon. And the balachavis is walking afterwards. Vinishbura chavis bakora. And the chavis is damaged by the kora, because he bumped into it. So putter. We say that the balakora is putter because the balachavis was the one who started walking too fast. He was nizdaris bedarko too much. Ve'im amad, but if the balakora stood still, balakora chayav, then the balakora is going to be chayav because he's standing still, he stopped, and the chavis banged into him, so the balakora is going to be chayav because he was posheya because he stopped in the rishus harabim. So let's compare. Rahahacha dichi revutza b'mahalechas dami v'katani chayav. In our case, we can say that the balakora, we could say it's the same case as the revutza and the boesas, because the balakora was standing in his place. He was shown it from the regular way, so he's like the revutza. It's not the derech of bnei adam to just stand in rishus harabim. Therefore, he's chayav b'tashlum nezek of the balachavis. So we can prove from here that the para harovetzes, the squatting guy, the squatting cow who's doing that inappropriately in rishus harabim, and that cow kicks the para mehalechas and b'derech, that's chayav b'tashlum nezek. That's a proof. Same thing. The balakora when he stands is the same thing as the parah haravutza, and he's chayev because he was mishane. So too the balaravutza would be chayev. The owner of the squatting cow would be chayev if this cow kicks the cow that's walking. So Gemara says, "V'tizbara hasayeya baya." Not only is the kizbara hasayeya baya. You say that this is, you're going to bring the Mishnah as a proof. Lo mishtayaya de lo misayeya ela mikshanami kasha. Not only is it not a proof, it's going to be a kasha on Reish Lakish. Why? Taima de ba'ata. The reason why Reish Lakish is mechayev the cow that's squatting, or the owner of the cow that's squatting, is because he was the cow was mishana and actually kicked. So it's mashma that he's only mechayev the cow because he kicked. He did an action. Ha huska mimela. But if it's mashma that if the walking cow just tripped over the squatting cow, the damage was done mimela, then he would be putter. Which is, that's what our case is. He didn't do anything, he just stopped, and he tripped over it. And our Mishnah deals with a case where it's Mimela, because the Baal Chavis just walked into the Baal Korah. So it's Mimela. The Baal Korah didn't do anything active, he just stopped. Unless one considers that's the action. But he didn't do anything, and that's why he's chayev. So it's a kasha, because we see from our Mishnah that even if hezek mimeilo yechayev, whereas Reish Lakish, the inference is that it's only hezek, it's only chayev because he was boet. But if hezek mimeilo, he would be chayev. So the Gemara says, no, mas nisin de paskel orcha kishilda. In other words, our Mishnah is not, now we're just trying to say that our Mishnah is not a kasha to Reish Lakish. We're agreeing it's not a raya, but it's not a kasha, because mas nisin de paskel orcha kishilda. Our Mishnah is dealing with a case where the beams were lying across the whole way of the Shisarab, and there was no way to get around it, right? There was no makam to get around it. Therefore, Yechai ben Iskei Chavis, because there was nothing for him to go. He couldn't go right or left. He couldn't go anywhere. But Hacha, by the case of the Shtei Paros, it's going to Rava Bechad Gisa, where the cow was sitting in one corner. So Ibai Leil Siyuge Beida Gisa. So the Paro HaMealeches should have just walked around on the other side. He had room to walk around. So since he didn't have room to walk around, then he tripped. That's why Mimela Yubichayev. Our case Yubichayev. Our case Mimela Yubichayev, no matter what, because there's no room to go. The case of the para, you only Yubichayev if there's done an action. But Mimela Yubipater, because you can walk around. But it seems weird that according to Reish Lakish, right? The para hamelechas has reshus. The para hamelechas even kicks the para revutza, his pater. But if he trips over it, then he doesn't get paid.
He kicks it, he walks
on it? No, if he trips on it, it's Mimela. If he walks the Chad Gisa, if he walked over to that side, and we're dealing with a case that the Revutza is squatting in one corner. Reish Lakish said that if the Par Melechus goes and kicks the Revutza, then the Melechus is putter, because the Par Revutza was Mishana. So he's puttered from walking over to the corner and kicking him. But if he walks over the corner and trips over him, then he doesn't get. Then the revutza is not chayev. If he has permission to kick him, doesn't seem to be. I think that may be Tosas' question, but he says, Tosas didn't ask me. Ibayile lisugiv ilachisa shaloti nizuk im tomar v'ha filu lahazik isle reshus lisugiv elav. He has reshus even to damage him. V'yesh lomer mishum to have a regel reshus. It's regel reshus arabim. I'm not sure. I've got to look into that. But the Reish Lakish doesn't seem to be consistent. Okay. So now the Gemara says maybe the Seif was going to be a raya to Reish Lakish. Ela Seifa, the Masnisim is Sayyidi Reish Lakish. The Katani, because it says in the Seifa, Hayabala Chavis Rishon. Let's say the guy with the Chavis is first. The Bala Kora Achron. And the guy with the Beam is second. The Nishbar Chavis Bakora. And the Korah rams into the Chavis, and the Chavis is destroyed. So Chayah, the Bala Korah is Chayah because he walked too quickly. He picked up the pace and walked too quickly. But the Bala Chavis stops in his way, he stops, and then he's destroyed, and the Bala Korah is Pater because the Bala Chavis was Poshea by standing still. In this case, what's the case? The Bala Chavis stood still. The Bala Korah ran into it. So we could say that it's the same thing as the Par Melechas. It's a case of the Par Melechas Boetes Berevusa. Right? The Bala Chavis was Lokadin by standing still. Therefore, we're pottering the Bala Korah who's Mazikim. So you can see from here that if the Par Melechas Kedarka kicks the Par Revusa, right, who sat down in the Rishus HaRabim Lo Kedin, she's Patura. So to in our case, if the beam rams into it, it's Patur. So Gemara says, no. Mas nisen diki orcha kamaski. Hacha amalei nehid islach rishus l'sugi alai l'utei b'les lach rishus. No, you can't bring, our mission's not a raya, because our mission is dealing with a case that the Bala Korah was walking kederech. Therefore you're not going to be chayev. The Baal Chavis just stopped, and the Baal Korah just kept walking. He didn't change or do anything different. That's why he's putter. But in Reish Lakish's case, the guy can say, you know what? You're right. My cow squatted. So if you tripped over me, you just kept going walking the regular way, I'd be chayv to pay you. That doesn't mean you can kick me. It doesn't mean you can walk over and kick me. So therefore, you may have reshus to walk, to trample on me, but because I don't have reshus to squat here. But to kick me, you don't have reshus. Therefore, maybe you would say that Reish Lakish doesn't have a raya from our Mishnah, because Reish Lakish didn't. You can argue and say it's different from the Mishnah, because the Reish Lakish's case is for the kahal, it was Mishana and kicked. If it was Hezek, just Orche, maybe there would be a raya. But that's not the case of Reish Lakish, so there's no raya to Reish Lakish. There's no raya to Reish Lakish, but there's no kasha to Reish Lakish from our Mishnah either. Okay. Next Mishnah. Two people who damage each other in Shisarabim. Shnaim Shahayu Mahalchim or Shisarabim. So some say the three cases, some say the two cases. Let's just read the three cases. Two of them are walking in Shus Arabim. Next case. Echad Ratz, the Echad Mahalich. One's running, one's walking. O Shahayu Shneim Ratzin. Or both of them are running. Right? The Ezekiel's at Zeh, and they damaged each other. Right? Shneihem Paturim. Both of them are Pater, both of them are Pater because, from paying Nezek, because since both of them are Rishus to walk and to run in the Rishus Arabim, and so therefore they damage each other, you can't be Mechayev one over, you can't be Mechayev one over the other. So this, now a lot of Nafkimina, Nafkos Menevel Halacha, you're playing, they enter into a wrestling match, once someone gets hurt. They both had Rishus to do it, so there's no Chai. You're playing ball. You're playing ball, and the big guy, you know, bumps you and he breaks your nose. No chiyah, because you both have rishus to be there. There's no what assumption of the risk, right? So I think guy breaks a glass, you have to climb to pay. So right, so they both had rishus to be there. Fine. The Gemara says masnisin de lo ki Isi ben Yehuda. Our Mishnah is against the sheet of Isi ben Yehuda. What does Isi ben Yehuda say? The Sanya we learn in the Brisa. Isi ben Yehuda Omer rutz chayav. If you two people are going to Rishus Rabbi, one's walking, one's running, the one who is running is Chayev. Why? Mipnei Shehu Mishune. Because a person doesn't have Rishus to run. You have Rishus to walk, but it's Mishune to run in the Rishus Rabbi. You're not supposed to run there. Umode Isi be'erev Shabbos bein Hashmashos. But Isi agrees that on Erev Shabbos bein Hashmashos, when it comes time getting close to Shabbos, and everyone's rushing to prepare for Shabbos, Shehu Pater. Why? He's Pater if you've damaged somebody running. Mipnei Sherat be'Rishus. Because here he has Rishus. We'll say this is like a Rishus Mitzvah, like an Er Chanukah. Not like we had the old time, that just because you opened the spigots, you had Rishus, but Yechayev, that was just Rishus based on. This is a Rishus Mitzvah, like an Er Chanukah, therefore you're Pater. The question though is why you're Pater? So, the Rosh in Simeon Aleph says that he's Ratz, because he's Toreach, to be Mechon for the Tzarka Shabbos. And the Hagos HaShri says that when Isi ben Yehuda says that Ben Hashmashos, so it's lav dafka, it's at any time you start, you're allowed to start preparing for Shabbos. Like it's during Chatzia Yom Lamayla when you start preparing. But the Rishonim are cholik, if that when you're, the roots be'er Shabbos, that is that if you're running for any reason, or only if you're running b'dafka for Tzorcha Shabbos. Because, the Rambam says that the Ptur is because he rots Rishus Kadesh Loti Kunish Hashabis Wu Ainu Panui. So the Smaz Madaik is just anything.
You're going to the bank.
You want to get everything done before Erev Shabbos, so you'll be putter. But the Nemuke Yosef brings in the name of the Ramah that the Patur is dafka if you're running to do Tzarcha Shabbos. But if you run into the bank, like you said, if you run into the bank, even when it's the time of Tzarcha Shabbos, then you would be chayav. That's when you have the Rishus. That's the Machlokas. So a lot of what about the case? The Shevet Halevi was asked the case about someone from Hatzalah. Someone from Hatzalah was called on a call, and he went to in the Derech Nasiya. He got into a car accident and he was pogeya with somebody. So both of them have Rishus to be in the Rishus Aravim, but he's running. So is it for any Dvar Mitzvah? So some say that it's only an Erev Shabbos. The reason why Erev Shabbos is it's Vedak Erev Shabbos because it's a Mitzvah of Eris. If you don't prepare now, you're not going to have time. It's become Shabbos. But most other mitzvot, like running for Kiddush Levana. Right, so running for... I'm giving the background before I give the answer. running to make sure, running to make Ma'ariv at 8:45, and you get into an accident. You're not going to be putter in that case, because you can just go down Ma'ariv at 10 o'clock at the TRS. You don't have to come here at 8:45. We need a minute at 8:45. It's very schwach. But you don't have to... public service announcement. But but what about by the Hatzalah, he says simply that... If it's the same thing by a rode. If you chayev somebody in that case, you're not gonna do it. If you're chayev the Baal Hatzalah for the damage that he does, then who's gonna want to be in Hatzalah? Because he's gonna want to do the mitzvah. But if something happens, he's gonna be chayev to pay. So that he says. So therefore, he says that by the chaver Hatzalah that with the mehirus is totally Hatzalah's chayadam. If you're chayev them with the nizik, then no one's gonna want to save their friends, and therefore it's gonna be pater. But the other case, the other answer I thought was what Seth's saying is that it's the same thing as Erev Shabbos, because if you don't say it, then it's a mitzvah of Eris. It's gonna, the guy's gonna die. You can't say, oh, somebody else should do it. No, you have to. It's on you to save him. Cut to the same askana, but that's the answer. Next question was brought down. Piskei Choshen says that let's say somebody is we see from here right that if someone's rats Rishus Arabim, I think we pass him like Isi ben Yehuda. So someone's running Rishus Arabim and he's mazik and he's chayev because he was rats lo Rishus. So therefore, anything that you do Rishus Arabim shalokahadun, you'd be chayev. So he says someone who's smoking, and the Rishus Arabim, and either an ash, you know, a spark or something comes off and lands on my suit and damages my suit. So he says, you'd be chayev, because you shouldn't be smoking, you shouldn't be smoking anyway. Well, you should be smoking in Rosh Hashanah. He brings on the case of two people traveling in a car. One guy's wearing a brand new suit, and he says, the smoke is going to ruin my suit. And the guy doesn't stop. And they open the windows and everything and blows in. So he's mechayev the smoker for the damage done to the suit because he's doing something in Rosh Hashanah that he doesn't have a chance to do that because he's being mishana. He's considered the one who's running, and the guy with the suit is considered the one who's standing still. Mustaber? So that's the whole point. So that's on you. But what happens if you? That's the hezek on yourself. So what about it? But if you damage somebody else?
No, that's right.
So he's talking about someone in a car. Someone in a car. The driver doesn't. Someone in the car. The driver's not mocked, but you're in the back seat, and the other passenger says, "You're going to ruin my suit." Right? You can smoke in like the little area outside the front. Whatever. The people smoke in the stairwell in my office, and the fire alarm goes off. It's a whole tumult. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Halacha ki Isi ben Yehuda." The halacha goes like Isi ben Yehuda. Mar says, "V'mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan haki." Rabbi Yochanan really say that the halacha is like Isi ben Yehuda. V'ham Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'stam mishnah. We learned in Daf Chav Tes that we just learned a few days ago that Rabbi Yochanan says the halacha is always like the stam mishnah, right? Because Rashi and Beitza explains that in Beitza Daf Beis Amad Beis, he says that Rabbi was masada the mishnah. So when he saw the divrei chacham that he thought they were right, he didn't write the name. Because if he only wrote the name, then people say, oh, that's only Shita's Yachid. But if he writes it Stam, then there's no one who can be told that it's that Shita. So people will think that it was taught Api Rabim, and therefore the Lach is like them. So if Yochanan holds the Lach is like Stam Mishnah, you look at our Mishnah, it's a Stam Mishnah. And it says, an Echad Ratz and Echad Mahalich, you're Potter. So how's he passing like Isa ben Yehuda? It says, Echad Ratz, Echad Mahalich, the guy who's Ratz is Chayav. So the Gemara says, not easy to answer. Right, Lach is Stam Mishnah, it's not. Echad Ratz, Echad Mahalich, Oshai's name, Ratz and Peturin. Where it says Masnisim be'erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos. You have to say our Mishnah is like it's talking about erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos. The Mishnah dealing with that case. In that case, even Isa ben Yehuda is maskim that you are pater. Mimai. So how do we know that our Mishnah is dealing with a case who's running an erev Shabbos? Me the Katani, because the Mishnah says O Shahayus name Ratzah Peturin. Right? It said. Right? It says also if two of them were running their pater. Hatu Amali, why do I need this case? Hashta echad ratz echad mahalech, we say pater. If one's running and one's walking, we say pater. Shnehem ratzim ibayim, if both of them are running, you need to say that. If one's walking, you're pater. Then obviously if both are running, you're going to be pater. Ela hachi ka'amar. Rather, this is what the Mishnah says. Echad ratz echad mahalech pater. If one's running and one's walking, you're pater. So what do you have to add? Eba medvar memurim be'er Shabbos ben Hashmashos. That's talking about the case of Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos. But ava b'chol, on a regular day, echad ratz echad mahalech chayav. If one's walking and one's running, then the one who's running is chayav. But shneim ratzin nafilu b'chol peturim. But if both of them are running on a yom chol, then you're pater. So you have to divide the Mishnah and say the Mishnah is to limit the case of Erev Shabbos. The Gemara asks, Amar Mara, Moda Isi b'Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos hu pater mipnei sheratz b'Shabbos. B'Erev Shabbos may b'shus ikah. What's he doing in Erev Shabbos? What's he doing in Erev Shabbos? So we said that you're preparing for Shabbos. What's the Gemara say? The Gemara says, "Ki Rabbi Chanina, the Amar Rabbi Chanina, because Rabbi Chanina said, Bo v'neitzi likros kala malkasov. Let's go outside and be makabel the Shabbos Malka. So that's what they're running. They're running to the fields to welcome Shabbos Malka. So this is Mamash Ben Hashmashos. V'amrilei, and some say, likros Shabbos kala malkasov. Not just likros kala malkasov, likros Shabbos kala malkasov. Rav Yanai, and Rav Yanai miss Ate, if he would wear nice clothing, the Kai, and he would stand up, but Amar, Boi Chala, Boi Chala, Boi Chala. And he didn't say Shabbos Malkus at the end. Sounds like the Nusach Ashkenaz version. Not like the Nusach Svad version. Well, I'll say that in the show. I don't know. So, but that's what you would do. So you see, you learn from their minhag that there's a mitzvah to run out to be Mekabel Shabbos.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't have the Nusach before the Arizal. The Arizal took all these things and made the Nusach.
What was the point of going out to greet the Shabbos?
So that's a lot of people ask the Shabbos. Where are you going out to the field to greet the Shabbos? The Shabbos Malka comes from the field, and Shabbos is Bami Mela. Comes from Shemayim, it comes to Shabbos, from Shabbos. That's good kasha, I don't know. So but you see from here that the Shut Hilchos Gatanos says that from here, that since Shabbos is compared to a Kala, and you're going out to greet the Kala, it's almost like Birchos Kasan, and Birchos Kasan is done with the Minyan, Kabbalah Shabbos should be done with the Minyan as well. So it's not, some people say, I daven Minchal, I daven Kabbalah Shabbos, no, I have more time, and I go daven Meir. Now, Kabbalah Shabbos should be with a Minyan, as well. Right, it's a lot. The Shar Kavanos brings down that what the question we talked about. Okay, why are you going out to the fields, right? What it comes by itself. There's also a question over here because it says that that Rav Yana was misatev. So what about wearing a talus? What about wearing a talus at night? So there's a big tumult. The Eishel Avram brings down the Chuvas of Beis David, who was upset at those who would wear a talus in Erev Shabbos by Mariv, because we don't find it the post game. And there's a big thing about like the Sifrei Kabbalah that if you wear the talus at night, it's goring kama inyanim uma oridinim kashim. That's what it says. Just like what about dancing? See over here that they went out to dance in the fields. Maybe you're supposed to dance by lichadodi. Maybe you should dance. The Yavitz brings down in his biography of his father, the Chacham Tzvi, that there was a person in Amsterdam who didn't really like his father so much because his father's minhag, the Chacham Tzvi's minhag, was to be mekabel Shabbos a rikud b'simcha shel mitzvah, and this guy didn't like the idea that you were dancing on Shabbos. A lot of interesting little tidbits that come up over here. But I think the idea is, I think that's where the minhag that comes, that you turn around when we turn around by Bowie Chala, we turn around to welcome Shabbos. No, that's what welcome. That's the welcoming the Shabbos Malka. That's what seems to be the welcome Shabbos Malka. But who says she's coming that way? I don't. Whatever. Okay. Minhag Yisrael Torah. So that's it. Next, back to earth. The Mishnah says Hamevakeya, someone who's chopping wood. Rishus Aradim, chopping wood in Rishus Aradim. The Hizik Rishus Yochid. And then what happens? One of the wood chips goes flying and damages in the Rishus Yochid. Right. Right, Rishus HaYachid, or he's chopping in his own Rishus, v'hizik Rishus HaRabim, and it goes and flies and damages some of Rishus HaRabim. Or Rishus HaYachid, v'hizik Rishus HaYachid. It goes from his Rishus HaYachid to someone else's Rishus HaYachid. In all these cases, Chayev. The chopper, the wood chopper is Chayev with the Tashlumi Nezek. So why do we need all three cases, the Gemara asks? Gemara says, Utsricha, we need all three cases. The Itana, Mevakeya, Rishus HaYachid, v'hizik Rishus HaRabim. If we just had the first case, if we just had a case of he's chopping Rishus HaYachid and he's damaging Rishus HaRabim, we'd say the reason why he's chayav is shum d'shchicha rak. First, it's shiach for ships to fly, and it's shiach for people to be in the Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, he's chayav. Aba Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid, to lo shchicha rabim, where it's not shiach for people to be in the other Rishus HaRabim, emalo, I would say they would be chayav, because why should he be concerned about people walking in the Rishus HaYachid next to them, people aren't typically there. The Itana, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid, if we had that case from Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid, mishum. The reason why he's chayev is because his initial action is shalom b'rishus. He should be chopping wood in Rishus HaRabim. Because that could cause damage in Rishus HaRabim. It happens to be that it flew into Rishus HaYachid. Nevertheless, you're chayev because your initial action was done shalom b'rishus. But you would have thought, aval, may Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, the Rishus Avid, aim alone. Maybe if you chop Rishus HaYachid and it happens to fly Rishus HaRabim, maybe you wouldn't be chayev because you had Rishus to do what you were doing. So, maybe you would be chayev, therefore, we say no, you have the other case because it's shchichen. So those two cases are needed. What about the third case? V'itanachanatarti, if you had those cases, ha mishum d'shchichei rabim, we say the one is from the Rishus HaYachor, Rishus HaRabim, we be chayev because it's shchichei rabim, because it's shchichei for people to be in the Rishus HaRabim. V'ha, the person is v'akeya in the Rishus HaRabim, and he's damaged in the Rishus HaYachor, mishum d'shalob Rishus. Aval Rishus HaYachor, Rishus HaYachor, Acher, Rishus HaYachid, another Rishus HaYachid. Number one, he has Rishus to do it. Number two, it's not Shriche. Maybe he would say he's Pater. Right? Aval, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Acher, Delo Shriche Rabim, Vimeikar Rishus, aim low, then maybe he shouldn't be. So Tzricha, therefore, we say that Yichayev there. So they all ask, okay, so just give the last case.
This is interesting that sometimes you have Rishus to do something, you'd be Pater.
Right.
If you close that, then you have Rishus to do something, you'd
be Chayev. Right, so the Gemara made the Chilik.
The one is Rishus Mitzvah, is one.
Right, that's the Chilik that's made.
I didn't say that by Tashmash, that's Rishus.
What? That it's Rishus Mitzvah.
Maybe it shouldn't be a Mitzvah.
That's a good question. I don't know.
This is not a Mitzvah there.
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know why Tashmash is different. It's choosing to Mitzvah. Maybe it's not the owner, and maybe it's the time that she's doing the Mitzvah. You have a Mitzvah to be for the owner. Maybe now it's her turn to she wants to be Ma'ana you, so you don't have the Mitzvah. At that point, I don't know. No, that's a good question. It's a very good question. I thought about that. Rav Shachter has a piece in Eretz Tzvi where he tries to be masbir, but the chiluk is between Rishus Mitzvah and Rishus Beis Din.
Not every Mitzvah is Rishus Mitzvah.
Only specifically they give you the Rishus that you have. Sort of if you give the Rishus Mitzvah, then they mafkiya the Shein Mazik from you. But why? That doesn't answer your question about Tashmish. I don't know. That's a good question. So, but here we just see that we need all three cases. But the Rishon, they bring down that you could have just, like the Muki Yosef says, you could have just given us the last din, of a case of someone who's mevakeh rishus hayachid, and he's damaging somebody else's rishus hayachid. And from there, you learn all the cases. So why do you need all three? You don't need all three. You just need the last one. So he says, lozu avzu katani. That's sort of eviscerates the Gemara. The Gemara says, three, all three. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, what's the case? Tana Rabbanan. Hanichnas l'chanusol shel nagar shelo b'rishus. Okay, guy walks into the carpenter's shop without permission. And the carpenter doesn't know that he's there. Tosfos says, shelo b'rishus. V'nitza b'ka'as. And a big piece of wood flies off the table that he's making. V'tavcha apanavu meis. And it kills, and Tosfos brings out, or it damages the person who walked in. Right? Putter, the Nagar, the carpenter, is putter. Number one, he's putter from Gullus for killing Bishogeg. And he's also, according to Tosis, he's putter from paying damages. The im nichnas bereshus, but if he's nichnas bereshus, then he's chayav. Then the Nagar is chayav. So Gemara asks, my chayav. So Amar Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, he's chayav. When you say that, he's chayav, right? He's chayav. The last thing just said, he's chayav. So he's chayav vidal dvarim. This is the case where he's nichnas bereshus. The wood flies off and kills or damages somebody. So he's chayev v'dal dvarim. He was chayev to pay nezek, tzar, hipo, v'shevet. So not bolus just because there's no kavana. Right? The pater migalus. But he would be pater, if he kills in this situation, he would be pater from galus, from going to ir miklat. Lefi she'ein domeh liyar. Because this case is not similar to the yar case. Because yar zel reshusho nichnas, v'zel reshusho nichnas. In yar, they each, with the yar, it's an open field, they each walk into each other's reshus. But here it's clear that the Nebuchadnezzar guy who got hurt, he walked into the Nagar's Rishus. So it's not similar to the Yar case. Therefore, you don't get Gullus. So Amar Rava says, no, wait a second. The Kavachomer, it should be a Kavachomer. What about the case of someone who's Horek, his friend, Bishkaga, in a Yar, Shazela Daito Nichnas, Zela Daito Nichnas, both the Horek and the Nerag walked into the Yar without Rishus from the other friend, the other guy, and nevertheless, and the killer doesn't know that he's there. Nevertheless, nase kemisha nichnas ladas chavero. We may consider it as if it was ladas chavero. That's why he gets galus for killing him. So then, vigola, and if he kills him, he goes to ir miklat. Zeh, this guy who walked into the base nagar with reshus, shel ladas chavero nichnas lo kol shekein. So we just consider it as he went to the reshus. Here he actually went into the reshus. So why doesn't he go to ir miklat? So Ella Amarava, my putter mikolos. What does he mean? He's putter from Golos. He's not putter from Golos because it's not really considered a shogeg. He's putter to losagile begolos. Golos is not enough for him because it's too karav lemezid. To losagile begolos, you only go to ir miklat if it's a real shogeg. But Rav Makos talks about shogeg karav lemezid. It's too close to mezid. Then you don't get the right to go to ir miklat because it's got not enough kapara for you. So El Amarava, my partner Megalos, the Losagile Begalos. Behind the time, the Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Mishum Dahabile Shoge Karav Lemezid. Because Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina is going to say, in this case, it's Shoge Karav Lemezid. It's too close.
Why is it Karav Lemezid?
Because you gave the guy Rishus to walk into your house. So you should have been Choshish that you gave the guy Rishus and they're still chopping away on the wood. So you should have been Choshish that something's going to, that he already walked in and something's going to happen. Sorry?
Right. That the
punishment
wouldn't even help. That's exactly what the
Gemara is saying. Okay. Right. So the Gemara, now the Gemara is going to ask about the din of a horig v'shori kor of the mezig is not gola. Is that really true? So Masiv Rabba, we learn in Makos and Daftav Beis by a person who the shliach Beis Din who gives the lashes, he whips, right? So he gives the whips, and what happens is Beis Din evaluates how strong the guy who's getting whipped is, and they say up to a maximum of 39, but most of the time it's going to be less because he can't last that long. But what happens? They said he could get 15, and the guy who's whipping gives 16, and then the varian dies, right? So hosif lo ritzua achas v'meis. What's the case? Hare zeh, meaning the lasher gola al yodo. He goes to galus. So Gemara says, well, ha-ha-ha, the shogeg karav lemezigu. It's shogeg karav lemezid. It's not real shogeg. He miscounted. Right? The ibaya suke daite. He should have had in mind the maisi inish b'chad ha-ritzua, that a person could theoretically die if you hit him one too many times. V'katani ha-reze gola. You see it goes into gola. So see shogeg karav lemezid, you go to gola. So Amar Rav Shimon ben Harda, our Mishnah is not dealing with a case where he just hit him extra. It's the Tayyib Minyana. We're dealing with a case where he made a mistake in the counting. That's why it's the Shogeg. It's not that he said he hit him one more time.
The original understanding was that he's supposed to get 15, he hit him 16. That's Karvel Mazin. Now we're saying in this case it's 15, but he miscounted and he hit him 16, thinking it was 15. So that's more of a shogeg. So Tafuk lay Rava Bisan lay. So Rava kicked him to Rav Shimi. He said, what are you talking about? Amr lay, atu who money? Does the guy who's hitting, is he the one who counts? Vatanya, we learned a brisa, Gadol Chebadayanim Karin. The biggest judge, he calls out from the pasuk. It says Hifle Hashem Es Makosecha. He calls out from the pasuk. Vasheni Mone. The second one counts. He calls out how many he's supposed to hit. The Sheni calls is Mone that counts them. Vashlishi Omer Hakeyu. So one guy calls out how many. The second guy says one. Third guy tells the hitter hit. There's a whole chain. So the four people were counting over here. So it's not the three people counting. It's not the guy. It's not the shliach based in. Not the guy with the black hat and the black cover. The one who's the executioner guy. He's not the one who's counting, right? Ela Amar Rav Shimon Minardai Detar Dayana Gufe. We're dealing with a case where the dayan himself made a mistake, and therefore then the guy who hits was mosif an extra one, and therefore it's considered a shogeg because somebody else miscounted. What about the Mincha Shlomo? It says, well, what about the Dayan? So he's maybe he should do something. So he says, no, because Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira. He's a Shliach Bezdin for him. So just because he did it wrong, he made him tell him to do Aveira. It's not Miyaches back to him. You can't.
The Dayan should not be binding by one.
He has to count. He should count as well. He should be counting a little bit as well also. Okay. So. I have another question. Meisve, we learn in Gemara in Makos Adav Ches. Hazorik es ha'eben l'Rishus HaRabim. Guy throws a big stone into the Rishus HaRabim, v'horog, and he kills somebody there. Right? It's b'shogi. He didn't intend to kill him. Hariz ha'gola. In this case, you go to Golos. V'ha'hocha, the shogi karol ha'mezidhu. This is also, this is shogi close to mezid. The boy li lasuke ha'daite. You should have had, it's criminally negligent homicide. Right? You should have had, you should have known that somebody would be in Rishus HaRabim. People are always walking there. If I'm just standing on top of, the Gowanus Expressway and throw down a boulder onto the prospect, it's going to hit somebody, right? I don't know why I used that example. Anyway, but you're going to hit somebody. People always walk there. So Amar of Shmuel Bar Yitzhak, what's the case there? Bisoseres Koslo. We're dealing with a case, he didn't throw a stone. That case is where a guy is knocking down the wall, his wall between the Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid, and a stone from his wall fell onto somebody walking Rishus HaRabim and killed him. Therefore, it's not Shogeg Karvel HaMezid. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? He also should have looked. So the Gemara says, now, Besoser Belaila. He's doing it at night. The Gemara says, Belaila Nami Boyle Yune. At night, he should have also looked. People still walk by at night. She goes, no. Besoser is Kosel Bayom La Ashba. He's Soser his Kosel during the day to the Ashba. The Ashba was a case where people went to relieve themselves. So people didn't go there during the day because it was light. They would go at night. So if we Soser his Kosel is next to the Ashba, and during the day when people aren't there, there was no reason to be Yune. So Hai Ashba Ichidami. What's the case of the Ashba? Eid Shchichei Rabim, if Mitsuyim, if there are a lot of people, if there's Shchia for people to be there, then it's Karvel Mezid. It's Karvel Mezid who. Be Lo Shchichei Rabim, if there's not supposed to be people there, then Anasu. Then he's an Anus, and he shouldn't go to Golos at all. Either way, he shouldn't go to Golos. Either it's because it's too Mezid, or it's because it's too Anus. So Amar Rav Papa, what's the case? Lo Tzricha Ela Ashba Haisu Lepanas Belaila. We're dealing with an Ashba that's only used at night. The Ein Asui Lepanas Beyom, and it's not used during the day. But the Ikra de Mikre the Yosef. Nevertheless, some people go during the day there also. So Mezid Lohava, the Hava Ein Asui Lepanas Beyom. It's not, he destroyed it during the day. Mezid he's not because most people don't use it during the day. And Anus Nami Lohava, the Ikra de Mikre the Yosef. It's not considered an Anus either because sometimes people are there, so we'll say that he's considered a Shogeg. He's not covered with Mezid, he's not Onus, he's a Shogeg. Alright, we'll stop here. Have a good day.